Schellenberger, internal chats contradict narrative of anti-lab leak paper Fauci cited. By Ian Hanschett on July 19, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of Hill.tv's Rising, journalist Michael Schellenberger discussed his new report with Alex Gutentag, Leighton Woodhouse, and Matt Taibbi on the internal communications by authors of the Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2 article arguing against the lab leak that was cited by Dr. Anthony Fauci and stated that the communications show that even after the article was published, some of those who wrote the paper actually viewed the lab leak as more probable than the paper indicated. Schellenberger stated, "W had they show. I think the most dramatic thing is that they did not think that the zoonotic spillover from bats to pangolins to humans, they did not think that they had proven that in their private correspondence. And yet, when you read the Nature Medicine article, it suggests a high degree of confidence in that spillover. So, I think it's pretty damning. We ran with a headline that says that they misled Congress. I think that's accurate and fair." He added that long after they had published this Proximal Origin piece, all the way into mid-April, Christian Anderson, the main author, was saying that he thought the lab leak was still very likely. According to the report, in April 2020, Anderson said, "I'm still not fully convinced that no culture was involved. We also can't fully rule out engineering for basic research." And that Wuhan Institute of Virology virologist Shi Zhengli didn't do any gough work, but she did a lot of work that involved isolating and culturing SARS-like viruses from bats. And that is the main reason I have been so concerned about the culture scenario. Follow Ian Hanschett on Twitter at Ian Hanschett.